Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
This is day 25 of In His Steps. Today's title is A Heartfelt Plea. Psalm 18, verse 6 says, "In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From His temple He heard my voice, and my cry to Him reached His ears." Our text today is Matthew 15, verses 21 through 22. "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.'" Jesus encountered a Canaanite woman who, deeply burdened by her demon-oppressed daughter, cried out to him. The New Testament word for crying is krazo, which means to squawk as a raven, scream, shriek, or exclaim loudly. It is an onomatopoeic word, which means it sounds like it means. This term is used to describe a raven's piercing cry. Imagine a big black raven screaming, "Krazo, krazo, krazo." This is an urgent scream that expresses deep emotion. The Greek word krazo occurs 59 times in the New Testament, 7 times in the Gospel of Matthew. Notice how this word for crying is used in the New Testament via the following categories. Recognition of Jesus' authority. Demons cry out, acknowledging His divine status in Mark 3:11 and Mark 5:7. Their involuntary shouts paradoxically become testimonies to His supremacy. Desperate appeals for mercy. Bartimaeus cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," in Mark 10:47. A similar petition comes from the Canaanite woman here in Matthew 15:22. Their persistent loud pleading is commended, not rebuked. Fear and need. The disciples, thinking they see a ghost, cried out in fear in Matthew 14:26. Peter, sinking beneath the waves, cried out, "Lord, save me," in Matthew 14:30. The verb underscores human frailty met by Christ's rescuing power. Public acclamation. At the triumphal entry, the crowds were crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," Matthew 21:9 and Mark 11:9. Children in the temple continued the cry, Matthew 21:15, fulfilling messianic prophecy and provoking the priest's indignation. At the cross, the mob's hostile shouts, "Crucify him," as seen in Mark 15:13 through 14 and Matthew 27:23, contrast with Jesus' own loud cry at death, as seen in Matthew 27:50 and Mark 15:37. His final shouts signals completed atonement while exposing human rebellion. So, the same word used to describe the Canaanite woman's desperation is used to designate Jesus' cry from the cross. "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, He yielded up His spirit," says Matthew 27:50. The Canaanite woman shared a heartfelt plea to Jesus over her daughter. Later, Jesus would share that same heartfelt plea to His Father. The depth of the cry shared the same Greek word. The words from the cry were not the same. The Canaanite woman needed mercy for her daughter. Mercy is not giving someone what they deserve. We are all sinners, deserving of separation from God and punishment. This woman needed Jesus to show mercy to her daughter by healing her. Jesus didn't need mercy from His Father because Jesus is the sinless Son of God. He died on the cross because He chose to do so that salvation could be offered to all. It speaks to the amazing love of Jesus that He would give the woman the answer to her plea and then share the same depth of emotion to save our souls. Our worship of the one who loves us that much should also include heartfelt pleas, passionate and urgent cries of joy that he allows us into his presence, grants us mercy, and stops to speak and listen to sinners. Here are some questions to consider. What does the plea from the Canaanite woman say about her love for her daughter? When is the last time you cried out to God? Is it a regular part of your worship? If not, why? Why is passion for Jesus essential for worshiping Him in spirit and in truth? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.